Hello, Max Struess. How are you?
Hello, how are we doing?
Pretty good. Do you ever watch video highlights of you? If you Google you on YouTube, or if you just search you on YouTube, Max, there's some beautiful highlight reels put together of you. Do you ever watch them?
Oh, yeah, when I'm down and I need it. That's definitely my go-to, to tear myself up, to hype myself up a little bit. But I don't get on there too often, no.
Are you serious, though? I mean, sometimes is it just like a reminder, oh, yeah, I'm in a groove there. I can do that again.
Yeah, you know, when you're going through a slump or a tough time, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, just a little reminder that you've done it before. So it's always nice to have that as a resource to check back in sometimes.
Well, as a physical thing and as a mental thing, you know, I suppose.
Absolutely.
That's something you could teach the kids. Max Struess is on a phone line, Hickory Hills' own, now with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the fourth annual Max Struess Youth Basketball Camp is going on over at Stagg High School today through the 17th. Is that right, Max?
That is correct. Yeah, we're starting today. Start here in about 45 minutes and getting the kids ready and having a good week here and out in Palos Hills.
What have we got, grade school to high school kids here?
No, we got two sessions. So we do a second through fifth grade camp, and then we do a sixth through eighth grade camp. So no high school, just second through eighth grade.
What's the best advice you can give parents or kids whose little ones want to play basketball competitively?
To enjoy it, to have fun. At the end of the day, it's a game. You know, sometimes I need to tell myself that as well. Just enjoy it, have as much fun as you can, and try to play as much as you can. That's really what I try to preach here at Max Struess Basketball Camp is come here, enjoy your time, have fun, be a good person, and work hard. It's a simple recipe, and you know, the game of basketball has provided a lot for me and my family, and you know, I've tried to enjoy it all and just try to bring that enjoyment to these kids every single day.
Yeah. Dave, I thought he was going to say work with your offhand. I was looking for something.
You wanted a little more specific?
If somebody had told me when I was in third grade, you've got to be better with your left, I think I would have been a much better college and possibly NBA player.
Well, I still can't dribble with my left hand, so I'm doing all right.
Hey, Max, did you expect that we'd be sitting here after the 2025 season and you look back at having started 156 games in the NBA, been to the finals, now you're on a team this year that started like 200-0, it felt like, I guess 15-0.
But it was 198.
Yeah, was this what kind of what you had in mind, or have you kind of exceeded what you had hoped to accomplish?
I think I've met my goals and aspirations. I think, obviously, I continue to surprise myself each time I get there, but I kind of think that's how I've, you know, rose and came across in my career is, you know, every time I've met one of my goals or, you know, got to where I wanted to be, I didn't let that stop. You know, I wanted to keep pushing. I wanted to aspire for more, and that's what I'm going to continue to do, and it's been an unbelievable journey so far. Obviously, I don't think in my wildest dreams I would have said I'd be doing this, but, you know, I'm doing it. So you got to just have a little realness about it and be realistic, and we're here, and now it's time to keep going.
You have an incredible leaping ability, and I guess you knew that all along. But did you know you were going to be such a sharp shooter? And the amount of time you have, like in that highlight reel, sometimes you're a step or two beyond the line, and you no sooner catch the ball that you release the ball. I don't know how you do that, Max.
It's all in the work. It's all summer. It's all season. You prepare yourself for those moments and, you know, push yourself in your workouts and try to be ready for those moments. So I knew that shooting was going to be my ticket to playing in the NBA and kind of took that to heart. And, you know, you got to be elite at one thing, and shooting was my ticket. So really worked at it, and here I am.
Max, what's your take on what's happened at your alma mater at DePaul under Chris Holtmann? Because it seems like they really took a big step last year.
Do you have any eligibility left, Max? Is there any?
I wish. I would go back in a heartbeat. But no, Coach Holtmann's got it going well. He's turning the program around. It's been fun to get to know him and to get to see you know, his vision for the program and his vision for DePaul basketball. And I think there's not a better person for the job, and I'm excited for what the future holds for DePaul basketball.
I think he wishes that he had more money to offer the kids. What do you think about NIL? it's just changed this month. They didn't have that when you were in school, right, Max? What's your take on
that? They did not. No, they definitely did not have that when I was in school. I'd still be in college if I could. But no, it's crazy. The landscape has completely changed, obviously. And, you know, you got to have money, unfortunately, to be a good team. So, you know, that's the way to go about it. But I think, you know, the thing that I love about Coach Holtman is he's trying to get the kids that are, you know, not in it for the money, trying to get the kids that are in it for the right reasons, the kids that want to try to build a culture and build a program and want to be good teammates and be around each other. So, you know, that's what he's got his vision on, and
said,
I couldn't be
he
more happy
something
for
like
to have a
to
guy
us
like that.
Too. I want to make sure people know about your camp, but just Dave and I each have, I think, maybe one more question for you. Who is the player that most impressed or surprised you in the NBA this year? When you're on the floor, you think, wow, what an amazing talent I have to play against or get to play with. Who impresses you?
I mean, Donovan Mitchell continues to amaze me every single year. The things he can do on a basketball court and the person he is second to none. So being around him, getting to be around him every single day is very lucky. And you know, obviously the greats like Steph Curry and LeBron and KD, you know, getting to see those guys in live action and being around them is obviously something you always dream of watching, but getting to be on the same court with them and admiring their work and seeing how they handle themselves is pretty cool too.
What kind of a lift do you get from these kids at this camp?
Oh man, I look forward to this day every single year. You know, I think the best part about it is it's ran by my family. Everybody in here is probably my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my brother, sister, best friends from high school. So having my whole family here running it, being involved, and just us doing our best to put a smile on these kids' faces is really what it's all about. And, you know, by the end of the day, by Thursday, when it's all said and done, you just want to come back for next year. It's just a truly remarkable feeling what we get to do, and can't wait to get a starter here today.
Cavaliers, Max Strus, we used to yell, the annual Max Strus Youth Basketball Camp over at Stagg, and then there's also the Family Foundation, which is giving back to the communities in which he's played. Well done, Max Strus. That's all good. Congratulations. Have a great week in town.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.